Blog Talk Radio.
Just that take a nigga bitch music. You hear me? I'm about to take your girl up through there, but I can't pull up now cause she say you there. So I'ma hit the club and we up through there. Ballin' in this bitch, I bought my crew here. Did somebody leave with your hoe? Picture booth, we taking all the photos. There's some niggas in this bitch, you ain't got no dough. Why the fuck you in the club if you gon' be on your phone? Why you got that dress on if you ain't gon' wear no thong? My nigga dabbing Molly up 100 bills to this song. Say you be on that Patron, we call that shit patting wrong. I'ma put a square bitch up on this rapper weed. I'ma turn her out and make her trap for me. Baby, turn around and make it clap for me. Now go on and break it down on my lap for me. I'm about to take that bitch up through there. I don't know her name, I call her Pooh Bear. Pull up trunk, knocking like who there? I'm popping bottles in this bitch like Happy New Year. I'm about to take your girl up through there. But I can't pull up now cause she say you there. So I'ma hit the club and we up through there. Ballin' in this bitch, I bought my crew here. Up through there, we up through there. And we don't give a fuck, nigga, like who cares? Up through there, we up through there. And if you win this bitch, then holla, ooh yeah. Magic City, Monday, we up through there. ATL, my second home, I had to move there. College Park, East Point, I got a boo there. I'ma make her fuck me for some new hair. This gon' be the song in the spring, in the summer. They want me to fall, hell no, that's a bummer. Set it up and low, so I gotta keep a ton of. That shit made me wonder, I come from the jungle. Pour some liquor out for my homies. Rest in peace, the booger, the one and only. Turn up off that drink and she all on me. Gucci Mane, niggas tryna clone me. We coming out tonight and we up through there. G-Live on is crucial, we up through there. Blue flame, gold room, we up through there. And if you in this bitch, then holla, ooh yeah. I'm about to take your girl up through there. But I can't pull up now cause she say you there. So I'ma hit the club and we up through there. Ballin' in this bitch, I bought my crew here.
I know y'all miss me. I miss y'all ass too. What's happening? This is your girl, Miss Lovely Black, tuning in to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black on this beautiful Sunday night. We got so much to cover and so little time to cover it. But first of all, let me welcome my bomb ass Sunday co-host, James. Hey, baby, how are you?
I'm doing very well, my dear. How are you doing this evening? Hello.
I mean, you know, I've been through the ups and the downs and back around again, but I'm back. And I see a lot
good.
Of people have been tuning in to the show with this little good. Time that I've had off, and I appreciate everybody that's been listening in to the show while I've been off of the air. But I'm trying to get back to my focal point, so it's amazing, and I thank you guys for your continued support, right? Because I'm born
right.
like that, you know?
That's right. Who don't know that by now?
So, right. And as you let them know whenever you promote the show, like, so.
Thank
it's
you.
Just a wonderful feeling.
I know. You're welcome.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm lucky to have a Sunday co-host as awesome as you are.
Aw, are we sweet this Sunday evening?
Awesome. My good Sunday evening co-host.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
her
really, you know, it always changes, right, to what's going on. And I am definitely working on the website now because social media has failed me terribly. And so, you know, I was having a conversation with a blog BI, and she didn't like what I was saying, so she was reporting my page. And I know, like, me and her was having this conversation, and then my page got deleted. So I know it came from this blog BI. I am on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one. So that's THEMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one now. So it was, I just added a one to the name, right, since they, you know, took the other page. And so I look at this as an awesome opportunity because I get to create new pages and I get to reach out to so many people. And, you know, like, my fan base is so huge because guess what? When it all comes back around and then I really blow back up how I was, it's like, you know, more people will know who I am because I've went through so many pages. It's utterly ridiculous. Via Facebook and via Instagram. They're bitches, right? Twitter, they're awesome. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, more people interact. You know, celebrities, you know, deal with Twitter. And the normal people, they deal with Instagram and Facebook. So you kind of got to be in tune with all of them. And I don't do enough video recording to be on Snapchat, right? Not at all.
Exactly.
So, we're working on that. My 60 days are just about up, so I had to pull the books off of the shelves, being that I kind of went independent in the middle of a deal, and it just was the better decision for me. And so these books should be out in April. They actually went to proper editing, right? You know, I mean, mm-hmm. I was with publishing companies, and yet there were still crazy edit errors, you know, with these books. And I wanted these books to go to places that I needed them to go. And if I'm going to spend my money, I might as well have 100% dictatorship over my books if I have to spend a dime. And I've spent a lot of dimes, a whole heap of dimes. So they come back out in August, and I'm so excited about that. And, you know, I've just really been taking a break, you know, just really doing my thing. And focusing on me and becoming a better me and trying to create a stress-free environment, you know, and that's whatever it is. So let me tell you something. Sometimes when we are better than a situation that we are in, such as work, you know, we may go clock in on a job and you have the devil there that's just so, you know, people are so evil, right? They don't like you because you're great and they see it. So they don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? Their life is stuck in a dead-end situation where they have to try to climb the ladder through somebody. You will never see $1 million in your life. You probably will never see you work hard to see $100,000, right? Because you're working for someone else, and that's not a dream. And so when I tell people, like, it's been so many changes in my life, man, focus on your dream. Focus on what it is that you want to do. Empower yourself because you will never, ever get rich by working for someone else. You will never, ever be to the point that you are content with by working for someone else. And for both, some people are content with going to work for somebody else each and every day, and they don't want anything else out of life. But the people now, this day and age, because reality TV, reality radio, real talk radio, right, people aren't content with going to work and coming home anymore. You can have more, you want more, you want to do more, you know what I'm saying? And so I've released so many people from my life, you know, people that I probably thought that I would never release from my life. They probably thought I would never release them from my life because I was so in tune with a situation at one point that right now I'm just on a natural high right now because I'm moving life in a different direction that I need to move it in, and I'm cutting and I'm releasing all stress. So, man, I feel like a different person. And the one thing that I have been doing, and I tell people, if you read my books, I've done it before. Man, listen, I've said it before on this show. Therapy, therapy, therapy. We are not perfect. And we do things that aren't the best thing. But listen, let me tell you something. Get you some therapy. It's not as expensive as you think it is. It can be areas that you want to work on, but you don't know how to tackle them yourself. you could have people around you that's not upfront and honest with you, man, listen, therapy. I'm in therapy for the next couple of months because guess what? I want to go to the next level in my life, and I want to be stress-free, right? And I was so extremely stressed dealing with a job of ignorant people that are just grown adults that are well in their 40s and 50s and 60s, and this is your job. This is what you do. You know what I'm saying? And I look at them like, dude, you got to be miserable. And so I understand the stress that they project on me because they're freaking miserable. I mean, I would be miserable, too, if I was in my 40s, 50s, and 60s, and I was still clocking into somebody's job. I would be freaking miserable, right? So I get it. But it's so many things that I have evolved in, and I want to be a better me. So I can't love anybody. I can't be a perfect wife unless I'm a better me, right?
Exactly.
This is how life works. So that brings me to my next topic, right? Because this is what I do date, and I'm very, very open with the fact that I date. But here's the thing. I go on a lot of first dates. A lot. I go on a lot of first dates because, oh, God. Man.
Sounds like there's not too many second dates. After these first days.
It's not. It's really not. It's really not. And even when I, and here's the thing. I'm so over the fact that it's not too many second dates. Create second dates knowing damn well this person does not fit in my circles, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a circle of my own. I'm in a bubble. And so like I've dated men that had successful jobs, but still had, you know, other things wrong with them. And I've tried to settle and say, okay, and it never worked. And so I understand that I have to continue to build me to be as awesome as I need to be because settling is just something that's not for me, right? So if a man, you meet a gentleman, and he's nice looking, he's awesome, you see that you guys can grow together, you know, you see that you can make moves together, he will automatically feel like I am too much for him to put it, like he'll get hurt dealing with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, I went on vacation. I went on vacation week before last, I think. Something like that. I think it was last week. I was on vacation for the whole week. I was on vacation for 9 days. And so I went back. I was, oh my God, I was a couple places, to say the least. But in one of the conversations I met up with a couple people that, you know, I knew from back before the stardom and X, Y, and Z. And so one of the individuals said, man, you've always been awesome. And I used to be so crazy about this man. And he said, I know that you're crazy about me. Well, I know that you said you're crazy about me, but you were always arm kid. So I didn't believe it. I was like, wait. So because a woman looks good, because she has a shape, because men like her, because she has a lot of followers on social media, because people interact with her, you mean to tell me that y'all men are so freaking insecure that that's an issue for you?
Oh,
I'm so super lost. Like, I would think that a man would say, okay, she has all of these men trying to get at her, but she wants me. That's the way that I feel. And that's why I don't get that. I spent 3 years off and on in my last situation, and that was one thing that he was so insecure about. And he would try to twist it and turn it. However, I deleted a Twitter account with 47,000 people on it. I deleted Instagram. I deleted all these things because of his insecurity. At the time, I didn't see that it was his insecurity. He just felt like, hey, this is not what I wanted. Me, I'm not a half-ass motherfucker, and I believe in telling the truth. I could have deleted the pages, but I don't do that. I deleted them, right? And so so all of my pages, I started studying what we can say. But the main thing about this is that I sit down and I realize each and every day, the man that I'm going to be is a man that's secure with himself. That's where it starts. That's where it is. If I want to go out and bag a big butt, I don't want that man to say no. That bitch gotta go home. I want that man to like get her bae. I watch. I don't even want her. Get her bae. You know what I'm saying? That's the man that I want. If I want to jump up and say, man, let's go to Tennessee. Say, let's go. Say, let's go to Louisiana. Let's go. I need a man who's confident in himself. So why is it that you men are not confident when it comes to a woman that, you know, that gets a lot of attention? What's going on with that? Like, I've been talking for a minute. So tell me what's going on with that. You got to speak for your people, because right now you guys are looking like clowns in these streets saying this shit to me. Yeah, I've heard it too many times, and so I got to address it. Like, dude, you sound like a freaking clown to tell me that you know, you don't take me serious because I get the attention that I get. I can put a twerk video up and don't show no booty, but still twerk, right? How can you be mad at that? I ain't so shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Here's the thing. If I'm not a billion people chasing me, but I choose to be with you, you should feel like a star. Because you are. Because I put my attention and I devote myself to you. I don't know. Let me know. Talk for your people. Because y'all looking real idiotic out here in the streets, man.
Well, as far as those type of guys, I don't understand that myself. I mean, if you with a woman that's straight up and you know what they're all about and they're ambitious, they got things going on, especially in your particular situation, you're in the public eye. You know, you're on social media like that, you get the attention. They shouldn't act that way. That just shows, like you said, their insecurity and what they are as a person, as a man. A real man wouldn't be so, you know, so insecure like that. I mean, as far as for me, you know, it's not like I know what I'm getting. It's not like, you know, behind the scenes I didn't know about this stuff and then I find out on my own this, that, and the third, then there may be a little different story. Because not because of what you're doing, but because you hit it. You understand what I mean? But if you're up front and say, look, this is me, this is who I am, da, 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 and you accepted it because, you know, they looked at you and said, okay, she's very attractive and, you know, she got things going on, that's cool. But then you want to go turn around and act like a bitch because they're getting all this attention and all this feedback and you want to go rah, 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 rah. And act a certain way, then you want to say, well, maybe, you know, you're going to try to change that woman's ways. No, you're wrong. That's the wrong thing to do. You don't do that. That's something you don't do, and it goes for both ways. You know, there's women like that when it comes to a certain guy, they might have something going on like that, and they accept it because, oh, wow, you know, it's a good-looking guy, da-da-da, they got this going on the third. But then when you go in a serious relationship with them, then you want to feel your feelings. Now it's different for some reason. Now it's different. Well, meanwhile, they're not doing nothing behind your back. They're not, you know, cheating on you. They're being straightforward with you, and they're exclusive to you. So what's the problem? That's why I understand with these dudes, and especially these dudes nowadays. I used to say it was millennium, you know, new millennials, these millennial dudes, but it's not that no more. It's all these dudes of all different ages. This goes back to what you're saying about people, you know, that work at certain jobs they don't like to work at. It seems like now it's not just a certain generation. There's just groups of people from different generations that just for some reason act, you know, bitchy and insecure and want to take it out on people like you because that's what they want and they know they can't get and they know they never can get because they don't have the courage and the self-esteem and ambition that you do. So this is why they act the way they act. Me, I don't understand that. I don't get that. A woman like you, I would praise and, you know, and give you everything. You know what I mean? I would be respect and all that because that's what I want. I want a woman that's ambitious. I want women got stuff going on. And as long as you're up front with everything, they shouldn't be no problem. Because, perfect example, those twerk videos you did, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Ain't like you're showing your coochie in the damn video. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't no skin. You know what I mean? So it's like, well, okay, so what's the difference that same outfit that you wore, you walk on the beach like that? So why is it different? Why? Because she shook her ass? To the public? I don't know.
I was on the beach completely live. So, you know.
Yeah. So, So I'm the wrong guy, so I know what you're saying because I am a man, but I'm not that type of man. it would be great if someone would call in that type of man that is insecure about, well, you want a beautiful woman and you want her to have her own shit, but you feel a certain way if they act a certain way. You know what I mean? But if you do, it's okay. If she do, it's something different. I never like this double standard shit for both sexes. I hate this shit. I hate it. I don't like it. It's something that needs to stop. It should just be the person itself. Fuck this sexist shit. You know what? It was good. I always thought what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Okay, that's how I feel. If a dude plays the field, he's the coolest motherfucker in the world. If a woman does it, she's a whore. I mean, come on, it's just stupid. It's fucking retarded. Okay, we need to stop. It's 2017. We need to stop that shit. All right, we need to stop that ignorant thought. It's just stupid already. Enough of that shit. It's just dumb.
Right.
And
So
women outnumber men, I think, in this planet, if I'm not mistaken. I'm just guessing because everywhere I hear, you know, certain cities outnumber men, you know. What is it that you said the other week? In Atlanta, women outnumber men how
20?
Many?
Like
20
20
to
1.
1. Jesus Christ. I gave myself to Atlanta. I mean, think about that. And that's just one city. You can't tell me that other cities, women don't outnumber men like that or close to that. You know, maybe be a little lower, but not by much. You know what I'm trying to say? So dudes, listen, all right? You know, I know you have the ego. I understand our egos could really go crazy, all right? You have to stop, you know. If the woman's up front with you and she's a Susan to you and she would never do you dirty like that, why are you going to fucking, you know, act like that? You shouldn't act like that. It's one thing if they act a certain way towards you and behind your back's a different person. That's a different story. But if she's straight up, like homegirl here that is on the air right now that hosts Real Talk, I don't see the problem. I don't see the problem. I don't.
But that's the thing. I need somebody that does see the problem. So I need somebody to call in. What's the call-in phone number for the show tonight?
It's 646-787-1839. That's 646-787-1839. And if you want to talk, you got to press 1. If you don't press 1, we're thinking you just want to listen. So you got to press 1 if you want to be heard on the air with us, all
right?
If you want to ask a question,
I need somebody to call in that has a problem with their woman being the center of attention. You know, that's what I need. I need to have this conversation with somebody that actually has a major problem with their woman being the center of attention. Because if you have a problem with your woman being the center of attention, I need to figure out what your thought process is. For real. A lot of things that I see, because I've been through so much, like, I walk away very easy. Because it's just like, it's no point in going forward and dealing with anything extra. To me, it's not. It doesn't make sense. I can't do it. And if it doesn't seem right at the door, then it's one of those things that's like, if you knew you had a crazy man and you continue to deal with him and he just got crazier, you can't blame that on nobody else. You knew he was crazy. If you see,
exactly.
If there's no way that it's going to start wrong and end right. And that's
exactly.
That's the moral of the story. The first dude that I even interacted with when I got here, second dude I interacted with when I got here, which was the dude I interacted with for a couple of years, he used to always say that there's no way that it's going to start wrong and end right. That you just can't, because you've already started the situation off wrong. And it's like, I date people, and I go on these dates, and I just see, I'm like, is it me? Am I just destined to be alone for the rest of my life? Because when I tell you these men out here, they ain't living right, and the things that they say and the things that they do and how they interact, it's kind of like, okay, this shit must be a joke. It has to be a joke. And then, you know, you want to be insecure about me and who I am, but it's like, okay, take the ride. If I get that one guy that is going to be true to me, that one guy that can make it happen, and we build together, that's the guy that I'm with for the rest of my life. And I'm not
exactly.
playing. Like, that's the guy that I'm 100% loyal to, period. And that's just what I want. I want somebody to come and join in what it is that I'm doing. I don't want somebody. I don't want to make it big and then it's like, okay, you know, I've already got it. That ain't what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to build with somebody. But guess what? It doesn't seem like that's going to happen because most of the things that I've done on my own. And anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that's the insecurity right there. Like, if we're really getting to the psychological part of these men that are like this, maybe they be, wow, you know, she did this all her own, so what the fuck I'm going to bring her? And maybe that's why they act like that. I'm not saying that's, you know, the whole reason, but I'm trying to make sense if it doesn't make any sense. Because, like I say, with me, what you got on the table, and on top of that, what you do for your man behind closed doors, I don't see how any man would say no to that. I just don't. Maybe I'm different. I don't know. Maybe I'm that dying breed of motherfucker. I don't know. I've always thought that way anyway. I don't get it. Maybe it's that mentality of they want to be always in control because I'm a guy, all that bullshit, where it should be, well, you know, aren't you a team? Isn't it about team? It's not about I. It's about team, right? So if you're in a serious relationship, now, key word, serious relationship, right? It's about both of y'all. You know, it's not one over the other. So you know going in, with, like we just talked about, what you're getting yourself into. If you were somebody that's, you know, driving you crazy, this, that, and third, and you still stay with that person, whose fault is that? The person that's still staying with that person. You know, that person just being the same person as always was. So that's your fault. If you don't like it and you still stay with it, that's your fault. That's not the person's fault. You know, the other person's acting like a fool. So I think guys, and like I said, I used to think it was a millennial thing. It's not. It's not. There's dudes in my generation that act like this. There's dudes older that act like this. I don't know what's in the cooler. Maybe it's something in the water that's turning these men into bitches. I'm so, I saw something like that. There was maybe some shit the government's doing that we don't know about that's turning these dudes into bitches. I don't know, man. Because it's like it's a real big problem. I noticed the bitch mode in most of these dudes, and I'm like, man, it's like you said in one of your videos weeks ago, it's like the roles have reversed. Now, I'm not part of that role reversal, but I know what you're talking about. I've seen it. I have a lot of girls as my friends. They tell me these shit. They tell me they could talk to me because I'm the type of guy that listens, and I tell them how I feel about the situation. And it's the same shit. It's like, it's all about them. Fuck the woman's feelings. If they're going through some shit, but it's all about the, you know, my feelings. Me. That's a problem. It's always about you. And then you wonder why the woman wants to run away from you or cheat on you, whatever the fuck, because you acting like a dumbass. And you acting like a bitch. All right? And
that's
she's trying to warn you. Trying to warn you. A real woman would want
like,
to
do so much. I do so much. Like, I go to the spa. I want my dude to be at the spa with me. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds cool.
That I do, I want to do that with somebody.
That sounds cool.
But
when
I sit back and I pay attention to these guys, the guys that really want to do it with you will be the guys that you're going to have to pay for them to do it. Or it'll be the guys that you just really, just ultimately just not attracted to. And I mean not attracted to these guys, not like, okay, you have to step outside your box and go for what you're not used to. I've done that several times with several different dynamics. That's just not it. It's just, I have to realize it's just not for me right now, you know? I meet guys that are cool and you sit down and they don't have the common sense that God gave them with. They ain't got the decency of anything. You know, we could be sitting here, you know, If I say, hey, come see me, and we somewhere and kids are around, and you walk up behind me and try to hug on me or kiss on me, that's the most disrespectful situation ever. So listen, let me tell you, what I do as a grown woman, wherever it's at, If you doing your parenting job, your child ain't supposed to be on a porn site. If you're doing your parenting job, your child ain't supposed to be on 18 and up site. So let's start there. Let's start with you talk about what children can see anyways. Do your job as a parent, because what I do as an adult is me. I'm goddamn grown. I can do what I do. But what you're not going to do is disrespect me in public or around anybody's children or mine when you're trying to come up on me and rub up on me and all that extra shit. That's an instant turnoff. I'm mommy mode to the fullest when I'm not doing what I'm doing. Like, it's just simple things. Like, you can sit down and tell these people do drugs, and they just try to play like nobody can know that they do drugs. There's no way that you're that stupid without drugs. Mm-hmm. There's just no way. You know, I mean, just from on and on and on and on. Then you sit down and you try to see what it is that you can do, and you want to spend money when you want to spend money. If I want something, then you don't want to do it. Yeah, I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a grown woman. You have to treat a grown woman like a grown woman. Now, of course, overall, the meat sauce has got to be good. It just got to be good. If it's small and I get to feel it or I see that it's small, I'm never going to touch you. Ever. It's a waste of my time. Why? Why would I do that? Why would I waste my time? I know I got a grown woman pussy. I know I got a grown woman sex drive. What the fuck am I going to do with a little dick? You going to have to fuck me in the ass, you know what I'm saying, every time, and it's still not going to please me, because I need you to be able to please me at all angles of the situation.
Absolutely.
So it's one of those things. It's like, you know, men are so insecure. The ones that you really, really want, it's like those are the ones that are that are just the utmost insecure, and that's the craziest part about it. The ones that you really want to deal with, they're just so insecure about what it is that you're doing, your social media, who's liking who's not liking who like this, who didn't like this. You know, it's crazy. And so that's what I wanted to hear from somebody that does have a problem with their woman having getting a lot of attention from men. It's like, you know, when I was in my situation, I stayed in the house, and this is how I gained all this weight. I did not do anything. I could not do anything. Let's be honest. I couldn't leave the house without my family. Yeah, I could go to my family, but then it was like a slap in my face, because you're going to let me go to my family house because you know where it's at, but you ain't going to let me go nowhere else. You know what I'm saying? That's how I gained on the weight, because I couldn't do anything. And so when I started working out and getting back to the me and getting the attention that, you know, I'm used to getting, I'm like, How did I let myself get there? Men don't want their woman getting attention from nobody. They want their woman to be presentable and pleasant just for them. And that's the craziest thing ever. I need a workout buddy. Listen, I'm a bad bitch, straight up. And although probably about 40 more pounds, I'll be there. But I want somebody to work out with me. I want somebody that know that he got a bad bitch. And when I walk out, he walking with me, and he walking behind me, letting the motherfuckers watch. Because guess what? He got something that they want. I guarantee you I'm going to turn heads wherever I go. I guarantee you everybody going to be like, man, who is that? My ass wasn't brought. My ass is real. So it don't do nothing but get better and better and better and better the more weight that I lose in all of the right places. The more I work out, the more I do what I have to do, it just gets better. But it's like these guys. I get so sick and tired of hearing men saying, I see these memes and they be playing, but you be serious. Oh, if she got more than 100 followers, then she ain't shit. Like, come on, man. Like, you motherfuckers is really insecure. And it's like, when do it stop? When do you guys really grow the fuck up and realize that it's not all about you? I don't want a man that don't want me to be at my best. I don't want a man that don't push me to be my best. Not only push me, but get out here with me. If you know I need to work out, don't be like, yeah, you know, go to work out. Come out here. Be like, come on, babe, let's go work out, babe. I'm going to put aside what I got to do because I know you need to do it. I want a motherfucker that want me to be as great as I know that I can be. I don't need nobody that's sitting around like, you know, okay, well, shit, you big. Let's ride with it.
Oh, well, fuck it. Oh, well, I guess I'll just live with what I'm working with right here. Yeah, well, that's the but that's not beneficial. See, and a lot of people need to realize that if you got your significant other that's like that and, like, you know, doesn't want to see you at your best, that's a problem. Okay, that's a problem. Because then that goes back to their insecurity again. Because then they think, well, oh, look at them. They're looking better. They got better job, whatever. They got some shit going on. Then they feel some way about themselves because they don't got that same shit going on, you know. And instead of, you would think that would motivate them to be like, you know what, you know, they're doing that. I want to do that. You know, you would think that would motivate them, but instead it's the other way around. They want to feel some way and, you know, and insecure, and they want to try to, you know, attack them mentally and shit like that and say stupid shit and do stupid shit. It's just, I just don't understand that. And, you know, like I said, you know, if you know what you were working with when you first got into the relationship, all right? If you didn't like it in the first place, why the fuck did you start off with it in the first place? Unless you were open and honest and said, look, I just want to fucking there and say, well, if that was the case, then you should have been up front. And she would have said, okay, you go that way. unless you want a one-night stand or something. But in that, no, I would say almost every woman will say, okay, you go that way if that's what you're all about. You know, because if you just want to play a chameleon and, you know, you want to say things just to, you know, get in her pants, then that's the wrong thing to do. You know, be yourself. And that's another thing. I'm getting a little off topic, but men need to be themselves. Don't try to be somebody you're not. Because once, you know, a woman finds out, you know, that you're not who you say you are, you just fucked the whole shit up. And how they going to ever trust you ever again? If you lied about that, God knows what else you fucking lie about. You know, you got to start being upfront. Say, look, okay, I got this shit. No, I don't got this shit. No, this is what I am. No, okay, this is my weak points here. We got to, you know, got to start being a little more upfront. I'm just saying, if you want to be in a serious relationship, you want to just play the field, whatever, or have fun. All right, whatever. But still, sooner or later, you know, we mature sometime, and then you want to settle down with somebody. And that's men. And men out there, don't act like, you know, you want to be alone the rest of your life. Let's not play ourselves. All right. Okay. We all need our time to ourselves, which is not a problem. I think everybody on both sexes need that special. They need their time for themselves, just for their own sanity. But then there comes a point where you want your significant other to be part of certain things too, because, you know, it fulfills your life a little more, and it makes life more enjoyable and everything else. And, you know, it seems like nowadays, for whatever reason, it's gotten worse. Where in the old days, you know, if a marriage wasn't going right, they worked at it. They really worked at it. And it seems like ever since, like, I would say the 90s, late 90s on, everyone, and when there's a problem that comes up, fuck it, it's over. That's it. I ain't dealing with this shit. Maybe it's our Generation X because we had the attitude. Fuck it, I'm not dealing with this shit. Fuck this. I have no patience. Fuck it. And that's a problem. I mean, look at the, you know, I don't know the exact statistics. I don't have them in front of me. But look at divorce rates are up. All this shit you see going on. You see these fucked up situations where you see, you know, couples killing each other, mass murders and families. What the fuck? And it's not about white people no more. I've seen black people do this now, so you know there's something really fucked up going on when you can't play that race game no more. When you hear, okay, a man killed his family. Oh, it was white. No, you can't say that no more. That's over. Those days are over. Those days are over. Remember that game? And let's not all act like we don't play this game. We all play, especially us in the hood. We all play these games. Like when we hear a certain news story, okay, person was right? Yeah, let me guess, white. And usually we win this game pretty much 99.9% of the time. Nowadays, oh no, Asian, you know, Muslim, you know, Arab, doesn't matter. You'd be like, oh shit, what the fuck? Now you know society's game fucked up, where everybody's, you know, can act like this. So something's in the water, something's going on. I know I'm getting a little off topic, but it goes back to the beginning of the point of the topic, is just this insecurity in general. It just has to stop. And I don't know if it's something they experienced in their life when they were young, or just something that all of a sudden they get older. But it seems like nowadays, like I said, I don't think it's about their youth or what they went through, because like I said, all generations of men, and there's women that act like this too, so that's not fun, But mostly men, they gotta be in control. They have, you know, they have to do this. Now, trust me, you know. It's not all about that. You know, when you're in a relationship.
But I don't mind that though, James. I don't mind a man being in control, right? But we have to be on the same page for you to be in control.
Exactly.
So listen, I am a sexual being. I'm very sexual. That means I'm sexy. I'm sensual. I'm sexy. I'm sexual. I'm anything that deals with sex, that's who I am. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I like
exactly.
to be sexy. I like to look good. Guess what? I've been getting attention my whole life. You can't stop and cut me off from getting attention, because guess what? Then I'm gonna be insecure. Like, why am I not getting attention? And I've been getting attention since I've been in freaking elementary school because of the way I've been shaped. You know what I'm saying? So how can you cut my attention off now? That's the one thing that I have to become true with myself. I'm used to attention, and I have to be able to keep myself in a certain space to get that type of attention. It doesn't mean that I want this person. It doesn't mean that I want that person. It just means that I'm used to people saying, okay, hey, you know what? She's bad. And guess what?
Yeah.
That's when I know that I'm at the right weight, when people are like, shit, who is that? Damn, hi, how are you? I mean, I've been working out like a mug over the last couple of months. Now I go in the store and I can have on a big dress and you can still see my butt, you know, you can still see my waist to ass ratio, my back to ass ratio. And mugs be like, God damn, you know, I can wear my dreads out. Most people don't understand that I have dreads under these pieces that I have. And I'm going to start wearing them out more when I get to a certain page, but certain stage. But the thing is that I'm a sexual person, and I need that person that I'm with to be sexual, not to be that you're out here and you're just sleeping with whomever. Not that you're out here and you can have threesomes, so you're going to have all of the threesomes in the world. You know, just somebody that is going to understand that he has a good person by his side, and life's joys are endless, you know? That's the main thing to understand, that life's joys are endless. You know, listen, over and over and over again, you can't expect me to be realistic and then you're not being realistic. You don't want to eat the same type of food every day. You don't want to drink the same thing every day. You don't want to get up and wear the same thing every day. So how is it that you can get with your partner and say, you should not be with anybody but me for the rest of your life? Answer that question honestly and forthcoming, and then I can take it from your point of view. People go out and put on this image and portray to be something that they're not. They lie. They do all these things to be just these phony people. Phony is not in me. So my mate has to understand that. The thing is that my mate has to understand that we are not going to be original people. I gave that up with my last relationship. I tried. I did it, but I have to realize that I am not normal. We're going to fuck some bitches. If you don't get that part, then I don't know what else you're going to get out of this relationship, but we're going to fuck some bitches. We're going to hit a swinger club or two. Bottom line, I can't expect you to eat the same food every day. I can't expect you to wear the same clothes every day. I can't expect you to drink the same drink every day. I can't even expect you to you know, you can't even drive on the same gas every day. Everything has to change. So why is that one place in a man, why is that one part in a man's life that we want to not change, especially being that a man is dominant? A man should be dominant. But here's the thing. It's the difference between being dominant and controlling. Right? Being dominant is knowing when to stop, knowing when to pull back. Being controlling is you just want everything your way wholeheartedly, unequivocally, just what you say. Right? You shouldn't be that way. And you have to have that understanding. You got to have an understanding with me to understand that we're going to be open. We're going to build. We're going to grow. The sky's the limit. And it's just like, I know what it is that I want. And that's why I go on so many first dates. Because I know what it is, what you can't do. I know you can't keep my attention. I'm not going to play with your feelings and sit down and act like you're going to keep my attention and know damn well you're not, because you're going to just annoy me, and I'm not going to want to be around you. You're going to understand that you're annoying me, you know? I don't care about the free meals and the free drinks. I don't care about that. It's to understand that I'm an independent woman. But I do still need you. I do still need you physically, emotionally, financially, you know, sexually. Mm-hmm. I still need him to be who he is. But I need mm-hmm. him to not worry about the attention that I get because I've been getting yep. my whole life. I know how to mm-hmm. handle it. It's these new women that don't know how to handle it that's going to get butt shots that's finally getting this attention. Listen, just like anal sex is addictive. That's why all these women are going to get it because they want attention that they have lacked their whole life. I've been getting it my whole life. It doesn't make me act a different way. If you get me and you have my attention and you wholeheartedly are down for me and you have shown me that you're down for me, man, listen, the sky's the limit. And that's the one thing that is hard to find. Even the men that you are super – listen, it was in this year, it was two people that I absolutely 100% really liked this year.
Mm.
Two people. Tavis being one. I absolutely just was adored Tavis. But guess what? Without him saying it, I know he felt like he wasn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Without him saying it, he said, man, I just got to get my life on track. And here's the thing, that where he was at and where he's at in his life and his age, it ain't but so much more he's going to do. You know what I'm saying? And, mm-hmm. and I didn't want him to feel like he wasn't good enough. You know, it was plenty of things I could bring to the table. And one very recent, and he was a cool guy. He was younger than me. Y'all know I don't do anything under 35, but this guy was like 29. And I actually like really dig the guy. 29. Mm. I really dig the guy. But he had attitude problems. He had attitude problems. So people come alone and it's more so like, you know, it's one thing or another. If I communicate with you, I don't ever want you to feel that you're not good enough for me. Like, I'll tell you if you're
yeah.
I'll tell you if you're not good enough for me because I won't deal with you. But if I'm dealing with you on a constant basis and I'm trying to see you and I'm trying to link up with you and I'm trying to deal with you, I will let you know. Like, look, I did that like this week. Like, look, okay, you're not on my page. You're not even the type of nigga that I even talk to. We can't even do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have no problem at all with what. Because that's who I am. And that's mm-hmm. all that I'm looking for within a man, to be as honest and real as I am. If we don't work, then we don't work. If we do, we do.
Exactly. That's how, and simple as that. As simple as that. Now, there's no hidden agendas in that, what you just said. But, you know, I don't know. They just think there's something more to it, but for some reason.
I'm going to pick a subject that you're going to finally disagree with me one day. One day I'm going to pick a subject. But right now, right now.
Well, I could have been funny, but I could have played the role in that, but that's just not me. I can say, I don't like a woman that's like, but I'm just not that type of guy. You know? Yeah, that's just not me. But you have to find, find a. I'm talking about where we could just go at each other. That's a good one. See if we can find that.
We gotta get that one. We gotta get that one day. I just don't know. I mean, these women, this lady here, she's very sexy, and she followed me on. She followed me on Instagram, and apparently, I couldn't follow her back in time. So she unfollowed me, but by the time I followed her, she followed me back again. But I've been just so busy putting myself around like-minded people, very sexual, sexual and sensual people, you know, women, grown women that actually have careers and actually are super focused in their lives and, you know, have things that I have, you know, these awesome-ass women. And I'm just putting myself in the same circle. Of these beautiful ladies, because ladies, that women don't think and act a certain type of way, you know, it's just because that's what he wants. He wants all of his attention. Man, I've met some awesome women over the last few months, CEOs, and I mean, super degrees holding women that you wouldn't see anywhere else, man. You know, sit down with women that fucking eat that shit with Grey Poupon. Like, no bullshit. And these women are the most sexual women ever. You know, they just talk about how they run through men. These women have men, they have four different men a week, you know. I don't want to be that person. I want to be that person with my guy.
Yeah.
You know, we run through the women, but I don't want to be that person with the man. And these women are go-getters, and they set out to make things happen in their life. And these women have, you know, a half a million, $1 million homes. Like, this is where my focus is. So when the side of me that has always been sheltered and always been like, okay, you can't be this person and be successful, that's the person that I'm actually able to, you know, be right now. You know, I'm able to be me. I'm able to be free. I'm able to be positive. I'm able to go. And so the one thing about it is that, you know, I've done this job thing for so long, and it's so stressful, and these people are so miserable. You have to find your way in life at working for yourself and still having that same enthusiasm as you did. You still have to get up every single day as you did when you was working for somebody else with yourself. You still have to get up every single day and make money every single day. Whatever your pay is every day, you need to double that when you're out here by yourself and make that same amount of money every single day. Every single day you have to put the best foot forward to be the best you that you can be. And never let anybody tell you that you can't be the best person that you can be, right? So you can be all of this in a bag of chips and get all the attention that you want, and still, yet, if a man cannot respect you for the attention that you get, then he is wrong, God. He's wrong.
Yeah.
Hold on. We got a caller.
Ooh. My tweet probably worked.
Real talk with the numerous lovely black is calling.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Yes, I can.
I'm blessed. You know, I've been sitting back listening, and you know, I don't think it applies to all men. You know, it's not a problem with. Sir?
No, you could go. Go ahead.
I was just saying. Myself, I don't have a problem with a woman that's been successful. I'll do my best to do anything I could to help her. But at the same time, I think if anyone else is listening that's paying attention, everything is about I, you know, when it comes out of your mouth. So how can you want to build with someone? I think what's happening is you're looking for the wrong title. You know, you can't put the title of I'm in a relationship if my main focus is on my career, because something is going to lack. And 9 times out of 10, you know, when the words are being exchanged between the two, in my opinion, I think the perception and the meaning isn't the same on both levels, on both parties. You know, I don't think it's about being afraid.
What do you think it is if a man has a woman that gets a lot of attention? Let's ask this honestly, and then I'm going to bring the situation to your.
If I what? Say that again, I'm sorry.
What is your opinion of having somebody that you truly care about that gets a lot of attention? Do you have a problem with that?
Not at all.
Okay. So after we call. Right, and like, this is my good friend that's on the line, right? So I can recall the last time that we were out in your city, and we were leaving the hotel, and I was looking super fly, and I was like twisting. I had a little extra funky walk to it, and you was like, "Why are you walking like that? I don't like when you walk like that."
No. Now, see, since you want to go there, let's be honest. If it's a consistent thing. I mean, be you. When you're doing a little extra, that's something totally different. You know, so it's not about, you know, if you walk like that all the time, like when we get up in the house and you've got this bomb-ass walk and it's 24/7, that's real. But when you're putting a little extra on it, you know, you're asking for something more than what it is, than what it's supposed to be at the wrong time.
No.
And
right.
Then,
if I'm at home, I'm not extra.
Bad bitch, you getting your feelings. Let's think about it.
Now, if I am not, if I'm sitting at home, first of all, that was our first time going out with each other, right? So you had never seen me, you know, on my peak, on my moment, right? You had never
like
seen Miss Lovely Black. You knew,
like
you knew, you know me. You know the actual me. So when you actually got to see Miss Lovely Black, it's a character. Miss Lovely Black is a character. Miss Lovely Black is not going to be who you get in the house. Miss Lovely Black is not going to be who chilling around the family, right? The actual me is who's going to be chilling around the family. When we go out, it's going to be Miss Lovely Black. So regardless of who it is. Oh, what did you just say?
I say WB.
Oh, okay.
That
I thought you called my government name off.
Yeah, I know.
No, I said WB. It means Warner Brothers. You heard me?
I thought you called my government. I was like, wait a minute.
I'll never do that. But at the same time,
no,
you know,
no,
like
hold
I
on,
say,
no. Let me finish answering you. And it's not about making it personal, but what I'm saying to you is that I can focus on my career. I can focus on my career and still have a relationship because that person that I'm with, he gonna get money with me.
Like I said,
he gonna invest
issue.
With me. Right.
Now, I mean, if you really want to take this to that level, I thought the topic is what I was speaking on. Now you're taking it somewhere that we don't need to. You know,
what are you talking about? I just sat and said.
Like I said.
Oh, shit.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm still hearing my radio just.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. What'd you say?
What I'm telling you is that we're talking about people that don't like their mate getting attention. Or people that don't feel like they can be with somebody that get a lot of attention. But you touched on the fact of the conversation has been I, and the balance between having a relationship and be career-oriented. My thing is
right.
that I can be in a relationship and still focus on my career because I want him to be a part of it.
Okay. So
I want
said,
him to be building with
was,
me.
It does not go for all men.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, you said that.
Now, if they got some weak-ass dude that you messing with, that's on your body. That's what you chose to. But also, again, you have a perception of what you want to happen. You've been yourself for a long time is what I've always tried to explain. You cannot get with another individual and think it's all going to just be a smooth ride. You know, he is who he is. You are who you are. It's going to be some things about him you don't care for, and it's going to be vice versa. But that's when you work through that. And you make it work as adults.
But when you can't do that, then you're just single, right? You just play the single role. It's the thing about it being in Atlanta. It's not the simple things that you can't work through. It's the niggas having holes. In Atlanta, it's men having completely different identities. In Atlanta, it's people that are complete drug babies that try to play like they're not. In Atlanta, it's men that are sexually addicted to sex, and they just have to have a different woman each and every single day. I'm going to go back to your line in like 2 minutes. I put you on hold, caller, because of the static. But I'll come back to it in 2 minutes. It's people that really don't have anything and they want to benefit off of what you have going on. It's actual men that think women are supposed to buy them things because these women, they do it because they know that real women ain't finna really be taking care of no man that ain't doing nothing on his own. You know? So so here, it's the dating scene itself is just completely different. Okay. I took you off mute. Your line cleared up. But it's just a difference. So, yeah, it's going to be some things that you have to work through with somebody. You know, he got a chipped tooth. Okay, no problem. You know, we're going to get past that. Or, you know, he got a good job and he lost his car. for whatever reason, you know, but you knew he had one and you know he has a good job. You work through things like that, right? Because we all are at different places at different times in our life. There are certain things that I'm open to work through. There are certain things that I'm just absolutely, unequivocally not open to working through. Period. Just as well as with me. There's things that men don't want to work through with me. And so, and I can't be mad at you about that. I accept it. I respect it. And I keep on moving. Period.com. But for the most part, you know, however you want to say, if my twist is strong when we going out, but it ain't strong around the house or whatever the case may be, whoever it is, you have to accept the me, the at-home me, and Ms. Lovely Black. You have to know who these two people are. You have to know that there's a difference within these two people. And you have to be able to respect
you. You have to be able to respect
it. Oh, he back.
Wow.
Oh,
he back. Like I said, WB. You know, like, if you say it was the first time, all you had to be like, well, look, this is my whatever. And then you do remember the rest of that night. It was like, shit. After that, what else did I say? We had a real great time.
It was a long night.
Until you started tripping about me talking to old girl, remember?
No,
well, now,
no.
What's that about?
No, no. Okay, so listen. This individual on the phone is.
This is feedback.
Hey, your phone is giving a lot of feedback. Take it off speakerphone or whatever that is.
Yeah, okay,
this individual on the phone, I have been knowing since like 2009, right? Great friend. I adore him. I will always adore him. He will always be in my life. He is so completely amazing. I love him and everything about him, right? This is a genuine friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you to the extent, the one thing that I continuously say is, you know, he was around when my mom was living, and he gave my mom his word, and he stuck to it from that point to this point, and this is my rider. Hands down, my rider, right? So, now moving on. Now, when I went there with a very good friend of mine, right? A very good friend of mine. Now, when we do threesomes and all this good stuff, that's okay, but it ain't going to be with nobody that's close, right? You know how you got a buddy, and you know how your buddy is, so you're going to do certain things with this buddy and certain things you just not going to do with this buddy? It's like that. So we out here, and I'm like, okay, you know, I'm okay with the get down, but at the end of the day, not with this person. And so I was completely blacked out. I was like, I was done for. And then I was like, okay, when I was fucked up, I was like, shit, yeah, let's do it. But in actuality, when the shit started unfolding in my face, I was like, yeah, no. You know, but I was completely fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But in a sober mind, I would have said no. Because that's not something that you want somebody that's like truly, truly true to you. You know, your good friend that you know will always, you know, be a friend, whether you guys are sexually active or not. Interaction with one of your good friends. You know, that's just not something that you want, especially once your good girlfriend has seen what type of dude he is to you. Okay, that's a no-go. That's one of those things that you know, when your girlfriend sees that he's cashing out on you, and then you know, that's the ultimate no-no. That's a hell no-no. That's a hell no-no. You know, she knows he cashes out. She knows that he makes sure I'm straight. And that's the first thing. Not saying she would, but as women, the first thing women think is, okay, well, he do all this for her. Let me see what I can get done. That's when the lies come about. That's when the XYZ. So it's rules to what it is that she's doing. You can't just do things and expect, like, okay, she like girl, so we're going to have a threesome. Oh, if you wanted a threesome with me, then you should have had one with me when I got there. One that was decent. Matter of fact, it was one that he was talking to, and I said, what's up with her? And he goes, ah, that's nobody. You know, before we left the club, okay, cool. If you want some shit, line some shit up. We're not going to deal with the chicks that I have to see every single day. It's rules to this shit. And that was a no-no. So don't be trying to throw me under the bus, but that was just, no.
But big homie, listen to this. Now you heard that scenario, right? You heard her say yes, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So imagine when you back there, everything popping, and somebody get a whole attitude in the middle of it. How that supposed to work in your mind?
Now, let's back up, like, 10 minutes before the attitude, right? The first thing I did when I walked in the room was threw up. The first thing I did was threw up when I walked in the room. That's how wasted I was. Like, we was drinking all kind of shit. He was ordering extra shots in the drink. Like, we was fucked up. The first thing I did was threw up. So the attitude really don't count because you would already knew it was a no-go if you wouldn't have had me so fucked up. That's my excuse. I blame it on alcohol. Jamie Foxx already made that shit easy for me.
what?
So I
got that at fault.
Good old alcohol. So good old alcohol was the fault of this.
Yeah. You know, the first thing I did was ran in the bathroom and threw up, and they was helping me clean myself up. And then he wanted to still go hard. Nigga, no, it's not happening. Look, you should just lay down and just hold me. Help me, guys. Help me.
Damn.
But you know, go ahead, baby. You know that, right?
You say, what happened?
Say again.
I said, you know, I always wish the best for you.
Of course, man. My number one supporter, my number one fan, my number one rider.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the above.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
See that.
There you go.
All right.
That's what
I
like.
But you know, I gotta bring you back to reality when you be like, dude, just be scared of, you know, success. Nah, I can't let you see that.
Men. Not all men.
Huh?
Not all men. That's
right.
What I was saying. Not all
right.
Men. Yeah. Right. I never said all men. We never said all men,
but
it seems like.
But
yeah,
since we're doing this,
yeah.
Right? One thing that men will do is different levels of being scared of success. A man
mm-hmm.
will go and get with a chick that ain't got no hustle by herself at all and have this bitch as his main motherfucking bitch, and you sitting around here taking care of her, and the motherfucking bitch that you got another motherfucker that's full out hustle, but yet you will choose somebody else that ain't got as much drive as that person. Like it's different forms of not being able to accept a woman with a hustle now. You can't do that. The one thing about men, while both of y'all on this phone, men want a
yes.
woman that depends on him, period.com. So that lady that you want her to be able to depend on you in one way or another.
I just said no.
Okay, but you
I
end up being stuck with somebody that has to depend on you when it all boils down to you have a rider and you could have just made the right decision from the jump, but you didn't make the right decision because you felt like that rider had too much going on. Same shit.
Life happens.
Or as I say, shit happens.
Right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I can't fucking stand you.
I choose not.
It is what it
Listen,
is.
Y'all, I'm finna, it is what it is when the shit starts hitting the fan. I'm finna play automatic. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Oh.
Push a break.
Run off in the building, baby. Yeah. Booming. Trap food, auto, cash. Hey.
Bitch, I'm serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming. All my doors got a latch. Come my truck be booming. I ain't been home in a week. Nigga. Come my truck be booming. I can't even get no sleep. Nigga. Come my truck be booming. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. I ain't been home in a week. Nigga. Come my truck be booming. I can't even get no sleep. Come my truck keep booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming, booming, booming. Yeah, nigga, my trap boom. I be serving with that strap. Come my trap be booming, and all my doors got a latch. Come my trap be boom. My trap be booming and beating. My young nigga eating. I answer the door with that strap. Young nigga sneaking and geeking. Ain't nobody sleeping. We 24 hours of truck. So what do you mean? We trying to get it, and if I ain't got it, bet I can go get it. Serving the stick. What do we care about snitching? We kill them and throw them in this. Do all the dish. No residue on the stove and the countertop all in the kitchen. You might not get it. I get a pack in the hit and I remit some damn draw the tick. Charging you 33 for all that work. But when they remit, nigga, that's how to pimp. Ran out of dope, so now I'm just a sister. Like I was here, calling my partner, Blake Griff. But I still pull up with that rock, young nigga. I ain't no running off your ass getting shot, long nigga. Everything can touch straight drop, young nigga. Cop a bird by the motherfucker, stop, young nigga. Walk, young nigga. You ain't talking about getting canned and your head getting blocked. Trout like a shark. Pull up and get everything you need from a knee to a motherfucking gun. That's how we walk, and that's what we doing. How you eating and your trap ain't boom? Little bit of bitch, I'ma serve. And I keep bread around me like a bird. Shooters on the roof, we ain't worried about burglars. And if I don't know you, don't expect me to serve. Drug dealing murder. Same shit, brand new day. What you expect when everybody say, yeah? Bitch, I'm serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming. All my doors got a latch. Come my truck be booming. I ain't been home in a week. Come my truck be booming. I can't even get no sleep. Come my truck be booming. 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 Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. Booming. Booming, booming, yeah, nigga, my trap booming. I ain't been home in a week, nigga. Come my trap be booming, I can't even get no sleep, nigga. Come my trap be booming, 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 yeah, nigga, my trap booming, 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 yeah, nigga, my trap booming. I be serving with that strap. Come my trap be booming, and all my doors got a latch. Come my trap be booming.
Catch in the mail to see that I fuck up the way with a very low ticket. Bills of the gas and bills of the midget. My nigga, I got it, my nigga, come get it. Catch it, little nigga, I'm flexing, little nigga. I want it, it's nothing, I snatch it, my nigga. Run around drones and treasure, my nigga. But why would you say any bullets on slimmer? Long agenda, good friend out of the winter. Tryna pull up by the summer, my bitch is a winner. Eat all like chicken tender. Smoke a 3-5 up for dinner. I am the man, I can see 100 on grand. I lay with you, boy, I ain't playing. What is you saying? Run off, we take over land. What? No bitch, cause I can. I need a fan, block hot mic with a tan. D crackers can't stand. Run out the streets, no motherfucking band. Feel off a Florida with my feet in the sand. Boss nigga sick, shit you wouldn't understand. Mother call the street when you're dealing with them down. Cut your ass, nigga, no, you know I can't spam. Test them out, vert, somebody better tell them. Yeah.
Bitch, I'm serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming, all my doors got a latch. Come my truck be booming, I ain't been home in a week. Come my truck be booming, I can't even get no sleep. Come my trap be booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my trap booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my trap booming. I ain't been home in a week, nigga. Come my trap be booming, I can't even get no sleep, nigga. Come my trap be booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my trap booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my trap booming. I be serving with that strap. Come my trap be booming, and all my doors got a latch.
Yeah.
Come my trap be boom.
Yeah, my trap be booming. And y'all can see, I'm never really wrong. Rather, y'all understand it or not. I'm going to call the situation to what it is. I call it spade a spade. So when you look on the surface of the shit, my brain goes so deep, like, you look on the surface, you be like, oh, okay, this is what it is. But I think of the overall freaking picture. And then I come up with my assumption of the situation. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't understand that when you're thinking about these situations, it comes with all of the pieces of the puzzle, not just the situation at hand. And that's always been my thought process. Like my ex, I would catch him in situations where this man had a whole email that I ain't know nothing about. But then the only thing you want to address is the fact that you, of the time when you email somebody. The fact of the matter is you have a whole nother reason. You really want to dwell on the fact.
Sorry, you're going in and out. I couldn't hear the whole conversation. I don't know if you still hear me. You was going in and out. It's like, I just couldn't hear with the rest of what you just said.
That's fucked up. So why are you even going in and out?
No, well, it just so happened the last couple of, like the last few seconds, I couldn't hear.
Oh, okay. But
can you say again?
The overall picture. So I have some really good friends that I've been really cool with that I make.
There you go.
Make, you know, interact, but that guy right there, we don't interact, but that's going to always be my good friend. You know, we have history, you know, he can go over some of the moments, and that's like such an awesome person. He has such an awesome persona, you know. He's from Baton Rouge. Well, you know, I moved from Baton Rouge to Atlanta. That was a rider and still is to this day a rider and an advocate for the movement. So I'm very blessed to have him in my life, man, on all levels. But when it comes down, he has his moments too. So it gets to be like, you know, oh, wow, when I start really digging, you want to really dig into meat and potatoes. You know, it was plenty of situations that I could go back and be like, yeah, you the same way. You know, not that he's a fuck nigga or anything like that. But guess what? He cares. So I know, you know, with him, I know he care about me, and I know, you know, he'd be like, okay, hold on, you finna go out with me, you won't need all that extra attention now, you know what I'm saying? Like, right below the radar, you know what I'm saying? And the way that we move, but, you know, you have men that are in relationships and shit like that, and it's just like, okay, yeah, you don't need any attention at all. You know, walk out with your hair on top of your head, bitch matte clothes, you know, rainbow shoes, and, you know, let's do what it is that we do. I'm never really wrong when it comes to the situation at hand. It's just something that it's a trait in men. And even though men say it's not me, I won't be this way, I can't do this, and I won't do that, it's there. Y'all don't know it. Obviously, y'all don't understand that it's still there. Period.com. When it comes down to it, you can choose a woman that's independent, that's a go-getter, that has been a go-getter for as many years as you've known her, and you can choose this person right here that you like and you care about, but she ain't got nowhere near as much ambition as this other one, but because this person has so much ambition and gets so much attention, you're going to deal with this one right here because she acting like she like you and she acting like she what it is. When your life could have been way better, because you could have been with this go-getter getting money, eating real goddamn good. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You stuck in some other shit. So this goes for all men in all situations. Men want to be the breadwinner. My ex told me that he was okay with a woman that was content with him being the breadwinner, that was content with him making the most of the money and living off of his income. I knew at that moment that me and him would never, ever be able to make it because there's no way that I'm going to be okay with your little $100,000 or whatever you make a year. That's not what my brain functions at. And guess what? If I never make it back to where I was financially, guess what? I still tried, and that was worth anything else in the world. I tried. Mm-hmm. I did my best. I put my best foot forward. I doubt that's the scenario or the case, but I'm still going to go hard. I'm still going to do me. I'm still going to put my best foot forward. Some people sink, some people swim. When you out here and you working for yourself, you know, and you got these investments and so on and so forth, you have to really put your best foot forward to make sure these things are paid, make sure your bills are done, make sure that you are doing what you have to do. And it's very hard when you just starting out to do it on your own. That's why it's always good to work with somebody else. The reason my conversation goes with I, because we're talking in reference to me. You know, this is the one thing that I hear all the time. That person that I get, if I get with that person, he's going to be somebody to invest in my career, whether it's time, whether it's finance, whether whatever it is, we're going to do it together. I'm okay with that. But I'm definitely not okay with the fact that I'm doing all these things that I'm doing, and a man come along, and then you just starting your business or whatever, and you need me to financially invest in your business. That's what you need from me. No, bruh. We're not doing that. Mm-hmm. No.
They ain't happening.
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have. If I bust my ass, then you should do the same thing. Period.
Thank you. Yeah,
and a lot of men in Atlanta want you to. Somebody told me, I've never had a woman to really buy me expensive gifts.
So what the fuck you trying to be for? Because you ain't finna have one now.
What are you trying to hit? You think I'm going to do that?
Like,
you think I want to bust that cherry?
Really think that you're supposed to just be doing this stuff. I'm not. I know how to love myself. I'm not going to be hard up for nobody. I'm okay. Listen, I'm the chick that after we chill and do our thing, if we get to that point, I'm going to be like, all right, so what you doing tomorrow? Okay, yeah, hit me up, man. Give me a call. I'm her. I'm that chick that you ain't got no ride. Oh, okay. You want me to call you Uber or Lyft? Oh, you can't. Oh, okay. And if you got to spend the night, first thing in the next morning, come on, let me take you home. I don't want you in my space like that. I'm talking about far and few that's in my space in that manner on a consistent basis. And if I allow you in my space as a friend, and you mess over that opportunity, then you'll never get that opportunity again. My space is very, very sacred. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it should be.
I sleep in the nude. The first thing a man gonna think, you sleeping with me, is, oh, I'm finna get me some. No, you're just here, and I sleep in the nude. You know, you gotta be proactive instead of reactive. then you stuck in a situation where you got this joker in your bed the whole night grinding on you and, oh man, I just wanna hold you and, oh man,
well,
I just rolled over and it was right there. Dude, you sitting on your balls, bitch. You and your dick did not just come up on my ass that easy. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? And you trying to sleep and a motherfucker just waiting in the middle of the night and standing touching on you. That's the most annoying thing. And you already know he don't want dick because the dick look like it's garbage. And the motherfucker just pressuring you to have sex with him. And you just like, man, go to sleep, man. Jesus Christ, leave me alone. And I'm just so vocal with it that I will be the one to say, man, listen, I don't want that garbage you got. Straight up, leave me alone, go to sleep. Okay, I told you to get an Uber, you couldn't get an Uber. I told you to get in your car, you couldn't get in your car. Like, whatever the excuse that you made, it's not, you know, I done had a motherfucker get up 3 o'clock in the morning because you thought the lines that you were shooting at me, talking about, what the fuck did he tell me? He was clever with it, too. He was oh, I live an hour away, and I work 15 minutes from you. So I was going to leave and go from here. But when did you talk to me about that? Okay, so, all right, cool, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I'll let you go to work from here. And you standing just all night home, just bothering. I didn't sleep naked that night, of course, because I knew definitely that I didn't want to, you know what I'm saying, be bothered. And I had on shorts and a tank top and this joke still easing up, grinding. Get your, you know, until I slip out. Like, I hate my sleep being interrupted. I hate it, especially if that thing got it. Now, if that thing good, and he come in there and ease up on you, you know what I'm saying? That's the difference. Yeah, you know, teeny boppers and girls in their 20s, you can rub up on them. They going to throw that shit back. Like, shit, I'm here with them, whatever. I'm going to give them some. Me, I done experienced life. Listen, you come rub your ass up on me and that shit ain't worth it, get your motherfucking ass off me and get the hell out of this bed right now. Kick rock, bitch. Go drink bleach. You know what I'm saying? But if that right dude rub up on you and that shit good, bitch, you going to be up at 3 o'clock in the morning. No, you got to be to work at 5. Talking about she hit it, daddy. You know, it's the thing, like, men be like women, but women react to the men. You know what I'm saying? We going to do what it is that you want us to do. Well, how did you bring it out of me? Thank you to the caller for calling in. You know, this is real talk,
absolutely.
You know, real life situations that we, you know, talk about and try to get to the bottom of and try to figure out answers to the situations. But, of course, every time I pull me in court and on these questions, nobody ever seems to be able to relate to the course that I pull. But just understand, I don't pull these questions out the air. I pull them because something in life that I have dealt with.
Even though
y'all would not own up to it, it is what it is. I know that just pretty much I'm always right. So it's okay. I just want you guys to understand that women like myself are used to attention. My attention does not dictate whether I want to be with you or whether I can be with you or anything like that. If I'm rocking with you, then I'm rocking with you. Right now, I'm living a single life and I'm enjoying it. When that person comes along, then that's when I will settle down.
Until then, I'm going to continue to do me and enjoy life and be on a lot of sex hiatuses because my face was just completely my work boo, she was like, he likes men, but that's my work boo. Just, y'all know, she got a man at work. I've never dealt with a man at my job, but I've been there close to 3 years. But my work boo, he was like, dude, your face breaking out. I'm like, I know, because I ain't had none. And he's like that. I was like, man, let me tell you something. The way my hormones are set up, my hormones are like, bitch, you is tripping. I can feel them popping up in my face. They be like, bitch, you is tripping. If you don't give me some, I know something. And then I don't. And you know, I think you should be happy in life, no matter what it is, and indulge and enjoy life to the fullest. And you know, never let anybody tell you any different. You know, me myself. It's just, you know, I'm very picky and I don't feel like being annoyed, and then I like what I like. So one of those things that I just go without sometimes, and it just be like that. It's not a big deal to me. But love yourself, never be afraid to let go, and never be afraid to speak your mind. A lot of women don't speak their mind, and so men are misconstrued because women, we need to speak up more. We need to let them know how we feel, not just to hold it in just so we can have that person around us. Speak up, speak your mind. If more of us start doing it, then more of them will start realizing that they have these flaws that they possibly don't think they have because no one ever told them. And don't stop letting me be the first one to tell them shit. Girl, you better start talking, John, please. Y'all better have my back like I got y'all's. I bet you he didn't know he was pissing on his balls because you ain't told him, but I did. Girl, stop. So keep in mind that we're on air Sundays and Wednesdays from 9 p.m. to whatever, Eastern time.
Seems like.
9 p.m. to whatever. Eastern time. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at MIZZLUVLIVLACK, the number one. Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one. And the backup page is Miss Lovely Black on Instagram, MIZZLUVLIVLACK. The books will be back in stores next month, August. My time will be up and I'll be able to, you know, put it out there and go full speed ahead. And also, if you would like to have your music played on air, independent artists, please send your music to inquiries, the number four, the new Miss Lovely Black at gmail.com. To book me for a radio interview on your show, please feel free to reach out to me. Inquiries, the number four, the new Miss Lovely Black at gmail.com. And I, or, you know, contact me on social media and I'll be glad to link up with you to be able to get a show done. And James, go ahead and say
your goodbye. Oh, absolutely. Real quickly, I'm going to be up front like I always am. If a woman is fine as hell as you is naked in bed, no matter who it is, like, there's no way I could just sit there and sleep. With that being said, with that, I'm keeping it real. There's no way I could just sit there. Well, good night. Anyway, with that being said, if you want to follow me on Twitter, follow me on Twitter at YankeeMan1973, YankeeMan1973, YankeeMan1973 on Twitter. On Instagram, it's JimmyAce73, GimmyAce73. On Facebook, is James Acevedo, ACEVEDO. It's not Avocado, it's not Haiti Vito, it's not Asshole Vito. I've heard it all. My last name being butchered more than anything that's ever been butchered in the butcher shop. And if you want to follow my show, actually on Twitter, it's at TBWS Podcast. That's TBWS Podcast on Twitter. And my show comes on every Friday, the Bench Woman's Live Show. Every Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to whatever the hell I get off the air. It seems like I do more than 2 or 3 hour shows. It seems like I just babble on, as you can tell. I have diarrhea of the mouth. You can listen to that live, my Bench Woman's Live Show, every Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by going to Mixlr.com and MIXLR.com/EAR-owner. And if you want to hear any of my shows that I've done for the past year and a half on Mixlr.com, you can listen to now after this show goes off the air, of course, by going to Mixlr.com, MIXLR.com/EAR-owner/showreel, which is SHOWREEL. And that's all I have to say to you and everybody else out there. Thank you for all listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. Yes. Until next time.
Until next time, Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're signing off. Good night, beautiful people.
Yeah, bye, everybody. Keep it real, everybody. Like I always say, layers and tomatoes. Peace. Ladies.